An expert on environmental issues says the health of the river could go either way. American Rivers, which puts out the list each year, says it's highlighting the acute threat to the Mississippi by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' proposed lock and dam reconstruction. The director of Audubon's Upper Mississippi River Campaign says the river is at a critical crossroad. But Dan McGinnis says it's about more than proposed lock and dam expansion. McGinnis says the government is looking at changing the way 11 dams above Minneapolis operate.
Historically, they were hydropower dams, and they were used to keep water to let go during the summer when there were low flows for navigation. They don't really serve those functions as much anymore, and there is a greater interest in habitat and recreation on the upper river. So they may try and use those dams to in some way kind of mimic how the river used to operate with low flows during the summer and reestablishment of vegetation and mud flats.
McGinnis says American Rivers' focus on the Mississippi River at this point is important as that decision and one on proposed navigation improvements on the Mississippi are made. A proposal by the Corps includes lock and dam improvements of $2.3 billion and $5.3 billion in habitat restoration. McGinnis says the two can coexist for a healthy river.
I think the harder question is going to be, you know, in these tight times financially, when Congress isn't very interested in spending much money on domestic programs, will they support both?
McGinnis says the river is in better shape in recent years regarding water quality. Still, he says nutrients and sediment are still flowing in from tributaries and wildlife habitat is in bad shape. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.